The mostly base in the Shana Avoda. Perek Gimel is an important perek. I don't have too much to add to the simple pshat in the perek. So maybe we'll pick up now with Perek Dalet. Hine roi lanu leva'er ofen ha'e'oro ha'toroses v'chalke ha'toro u'malos ba'le ha'fokno bo v'dagoseim v'dayoseim aleho v'kabalosim oso. Should explain, define what Torah consists of. What is Torah all about? V'nomar ki ha'e'oro ha'toroses hine vua sh'nitna me'es Hashem. It's a nevuah given by Hashem al efer meishiv bnei adam. A person b'meshevotzoy lufanav min ha'mashma sheyin hagba. In what way we should obey the ratzon Hashem? Why? Kedei sheyigmalehu al kabalasa gemul tov miyad uleosid b'shnei ha'olamos stoka v'tova v'chesed. So that if we accept Avodas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to reward us for it in Olam HaZeh and in Olam HaBa. Staka v'tov v'chesed. So here it's interesting. Rabbeinu Bachya characterizes the schar which we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, as being an act of staka v'tov v'chesed. We ordinarily associate it with Midas Hadin. No, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us something which we didn't earn, which we didn't merit, so then it's Stoka, it's Tavu V'Chesed. But if it's simply the Schar which we get for Shmiras HaMitzvahs, so why is that to be characterized as Stoka Tavu V'Chesed? So if you have the Leib Tov edition in front of you, so he has a note on the bottom in which he quotes one of the commentaries on the Chovos HaLevavos suggests that the Pshat Rabbeinu Bachya is that Rabbeinu Bachya, in light of what he's explained until now, that Be'emes Avodas Hashem is obligatory on us because of prior chasodim which we have already received. So Mamela, really, in our Avodas Hashem, so we're really already we're responding to Shefa Bracha, to a wealth of Bracha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us even earlier. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu then to turn around, then in addition to give us fire again, so that's Stoka Tavu V'Chesed. Okay, and within Rabbeinu Bach is very cogent that that's exactly what he has in mind. Could be also, maybe Rabbeinu Bach has this in mind, maybe he doesn't, I don't know. But they say from the Baal Shem Tov, Baal Shem was prompted by, because basically what Rabbeinu Bachya says is not his idea. The fact that the schar we get is an act of tztaka, is a charitable act on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is kilecha Hashem atztaka, atcha tishalem le'ish kemaseyim. So the Baal Shem asked the same question, which we just raised here within the Chovos HaLevavos, what do you mean kilecha Hashem atztaka, that atcha tishalem le'ish kemaseyim? Mainly, kilecha Hashem atztaka, that you accept tshuva. So that's so we know. So lefi midas hadin, there shouldn't be room for tshuva. Tshuva is lefnei mishuras hadin. Lefi midas hadin, there's no room for tshuva. But kilecha Hashem atztaka atah tishalem le'ish kemaseihu. So the Baal Shem says, and after him, it's developed as well in other contexts. Baal Shem says that a person should realize that even what he accomplishes in his Avodas Hashem, even what he accomplishes in his Talmud Torah, in his Shmiras HaMitzvahs, he wouldn't have been able to do that either without the Siyata Deshmaya. A person never accomplishes anything entirely independently. It's true, he has to take initiative, and he has to exert himself, and he has to try. but that his efforts, even in the realm of Avodas Hashem, that those efforts are crowned with success, so that's due entirely to the Siyata Dishmaya. Two Siyata Dishmaya we have. So Mamela, if a person's accomplishments, even within Torah and Mitzvahs, is because Aboli Torah Messiah also, so then and nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a full measure of reward for every mitzvah we do, for all ma'asim tov we do. Ki l'cha Hashem atzaka ato tishalem le'ish kemaseh. Let's continue. HaTorah cholakis ma'asim b'nei adam l'shash l'chalokim tzivri atzorei v'shus. We'll see b'nei as we get into the parak. This is just at first glance. L'chalokim, the Torah divides human conduct, behavior, into three parts: things which we're commanded to do, tzivui, asara, things we're commanded to abstain from, and rishus. And then there's a gray area of optional. Hatzivui nechlak l'shnei chalakim. Within those mitzvahs asay that we have, so this is again subdivided. Mimenu chovel salvavos. Some of them are chovel salvavos. Questions of belief, of character, not of action. Heim ha'advarim ha'mizbarim b'deyon, kigon ha'yichud, belief in one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, toa ha'machshav al Hashem Yisraelah, ha'bitochon olav, having bitochon, ha'hismasvus l'ritzono, to be mosa nefesh, to do ritzon Hashem, v'kabolas mishpato b'rotzon, v'he'emuna b'neviyo, believing. This, the Rambam later, very dramatically also, that belief in Nevuah is one fundamental principle of Yadus, and specifically believing in Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu is a separate fundamental principle. Here too, Rabbeinu Bach alludes to that, Haramuna b'Neviyo, meaning specifically Moshe Rabbeinu. V'shehatora emes, the truth of Torah, Hayira Me Hashem, Ushmiras Mitzvosav, Hahizbonanus Beneflaosav, reflecting upon all the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vahabachina, and discerning Betovosav. Vahabek Hayotseba Ele Mima Sheyeorech Te'ura. And it's too lengthy to give an exhaustive list. You go back one by one. So again, Rabbeinu Bachi here is enumerating examples of chovos halvavos, right? Not chovos evarim, not things which we do through actions, but chovos halvavos, chovos halvavos. So one of them is shmiras mitzvosah. What do you mean shmiras mitzvosah? It's a manushah. If he's referring to those mitzvahs which are chovos halvavos, so he's giving examples. If he's referring to other mitzvahs, like at the end of the paragraph, chovos halvavos ve'evarim yachad, so he gives the example of asiyas sukkah, v'lulav, tzitzis, v'chol adom alachad. So what shmiras mitzvahs would mean here? If he means it in a general sense, he doesn't belong in the list of examples. Doesn't belong in the list of examples. So apparently, Rabbeinu Bachi here, very, very subtly, is telling us a very, very important yourself. And then it's Mechurish and the Rambam, we'll see as well. The Torah commands us not only entire mitzvahs to do and not to do, but we're also supposed to have a certain attitude regarding mitzvahs. Not just that a person is supposed to be mekayim all the asayis and is supposed to abstain from all the los asayis, but the attitude which a person has, the Torah and mitzvahs, itself is mandated in the Torah. If a person, let's say what we touched upon last time, if a person does mitzvahs, but he considers mitzvahs a big tircha. He considers it a big imposition. He does it, but he does it always with a krecht. Always with a krecht. Or, if he does mitzvahs, but he has an attitude of, it's not really that important. I don't really understand what the significance of this is. No, maybe I'll do it, but seems rather arbitrary to me. So the question of attitude, number one, in terms of whether or not a person does mitzvahs with a krecht, or whether he does it with enthusiasm. Number two, a person's attitude towards mitzvahs, in terms of whether or not he's appreciates them and attributes any lack of understanding to himself rather than chas v'shalom to a pigam within the mitzvah. So Bamis, you find both of these mefulish. The Rambam writes, Rambam has a beautiful passage at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah. The last halach in Hilchos Me'ilah says the Rambam, Roy la Adam his bonein b'mishpitei ha'tara ha'kdosha v'leida sof in yarem kifi kocha. Person is supposed to reflect upon and try to understand what the goal of specific mitzvahs are. V'dava shelo yimtza lo tam v'lo yeda lo ilot. Something which he can't understand. Has neither, no rhyme, no reason. Al yihi kal v'enot. Well, I'm not talking about don't chas v'shalom not observe the mitzvah. He's not talking about not observing the mitzvah. Rambam says, Al yihi kal b'enav, the mitzvah shouldn't chas v'shalom weigh any less heavily in his mind. And he shouldn't be reckless in speaking of this mitzvah. Lo tehe machshav tavo k'machshav tavo shodim v'hachol. And when he thinks about the mitzvah, he shouldn't think about it, and it shouldn't be analogous in his mind to anything secular. Come and see how stringent the Torah is with the Yisra Me'ilah. Stones and wood, dust and ashes. Kevin shenikra shem adon ha'olam aleihem b'dvarim b'lvad niskatshu. If it's merely consecrated by a human being to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they become sanctified. V'chol anoyg bohen min hakol. And anyone who treats this as he would treat something secular, mo'al bo, he has committed an iser me'ilah, afilu hayoshogeg tzarech kapara, and even if he did this b'shogeg unintentionally, he needs kapara. Kal v'chomer l'mitzvah shechokak lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much more so a mitzvah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has inscribed for us, shelo yiva'et ha'odim bohen, that a person should not have a contemptuous attitude to them. Again, not just that he shouldn't observe them, but chas v'shalom that he shouldn't display a contemptuous attitude towards the mitzvahs. Lo yichabe dvarim asher lo chen al Hashem, v'lo yachshav v'hen machshavto k'divrei chol. Harei ne'emar b'Torah. Now listen carefully. Ushmartem es kol chukosai ves kol mishpatai v'asisem osam. Amru chachamim litein shmira v'asiyah l'chukim k'mishpatim. Both chukim and mishpatim should be subjected not only to asiyah, to performance, to fulfillment, but to shmira as well. For asiyah, you do it. V'hi sheyaseh ha'chukim. V'hashmira sheyizoheh bohen v'lo yidameh shehen chusin min ha'mishpat. So what's shmira? So shmira means your attitude. Shmira means that Isser Shatnez, which for us is a Chok, shouldn't seem any less important, and we shouldn't have an attitude of contempt for it, as opposed to Isser Gzeilo or Ritzicha, which we do intuitively understand. And that's what Shmira means. So Shmira means to esteem Torah and Mitzvahs, to have a sense of esteem for Torah and Mitzvahs. So that's exactly what Rabbeinu Bacha says. Shmiras mitzvosav. Shmiras mitzvosav is taka chovos al bavos. It's not chovos al bavos. Asiyas mitzvosav, that's chovos al bavos. But shmiras mitzvosav, the attitude, the esteem which a person has for mitzvos, so that's taka chovos al bavos. The other dimension of which we spoke also, of not viewing mitzvahs as a burden, so the Rambam quotes, but it's Pesukim in the Torah. Nimtza perish kol osan habrachos v'haklalos al derech zu. Perkes mechus tshuva alach alach. Nimtza perish kol osan habrachos v'haklalos al derech zu. Klomar, im avadtem es Hashem b'simcha, u'shmartem darko, mashpia lechem habrachos ha'elu, u'marchek haklalos mikem, ad shetiyu pnuyim lehishakim b'atore v'lasot bo, kedei shetisku v'chai olam habo. And the implication for the rest of the pasuk is that tachas shelor v'at Hashem l'kecha b'simcha u'tuv levav means even if there is avodas Hashem, but the attitude towards the Torah and mitzvahs is deficient. People quote Rav Moshe Feinstein as having said, everyone's familiar with the Yiddish expression, as the shvetz is on a Yiddish. Difficult to be a Jew. So Moshe is apparently reliably and accurately reported to have said that it was that expression which was shagua in the mouths of the early immigrants to America which was responsible for the massive assimilation. Children were brought up and all they heard was, as the Shvetz is on, they heard it again and again and again. So he said, the message they got is, if it's so difficult, so who needs it? And it was that attitude, that lack of the Shmiras Mitzvosav, of Chovos HaLevavos, which he said was responsible for the assimilation. Rabbeinu Bacha lists here also Kabbalas Mishpato Berotzon. So here too, what he has in mind, the Rambam writes, along the same lines as the attitude towards mitzvahs, the Rambam writes in Yeridei, in Hilchos Avelos, when discussing the bracha of Tzidek Hadin, of Baruch Dayan Emes, he says people make a mistake. People think that at Tzidek Hadin, that when you say, you have to be mekabel the Ratzon Hashem, what can you do? So the Rambam writes, he writes a parallel phrase, and says that chas v'shalom, that borders on, you can't say that. The implication is that if you could overturn the Ratzon Hashem, somehow or other you were strong enough to go against the Ratzon Hashem that you would want to. So the Ramah says that when a person is mastik all of a sudden, so it's not with a vazal matan. We can't do anything about it. We have to be mekabel. It's, we are mekabel. We are mekabel. Not, we have to be mekabel. Not, what can we do? We have no choice, but we are mekabel the Ratzon Hashem. Because that's what the mitzvah of Tzidek Adin is. That too is alluded to here in the Venabachya Kabbalah's Mishpoto Bevatsa. Chovos Halvavos Ve'evoim Yachad. So Venabachya here is assuming Mitzvah Tzvichos Kavana, whether he means it Le'ikuva, whether he just means it Le'chadchila. But Chovos Halvavos Ve'evoim Yachad, Kigon Ha'yichud Ve'loshon Im Halev, Talay in Kriyishma, where you combine Chovos Halvavos Ve'evoim, Kriya Sefer Hashem Le'midoso, התפילה והצום והצדוקה, השביסה מן העבודה בשבוסס ובחגים, ועשי הסוכה לולה וציטס וכל אדום הלכה. So here too, Ibn Bachya stimulates us a little bit. Ordinarily, and Bamis in the Sugis in the Gemara, so we always relate the and associate the question of Mitzvah Tzvichos Kavana with Mitzvah Saseh. We don't think of it, Shiyesh Bahen Kumba Saseh. Yes, Ben Kumbas say. When Abakia tells you Chovos Halvavos Vehevoim Yachad, something which is a combination of both Chovos Halvavos and Evoim, and says to be Shabbos Mimocha, to be Shabbos Mimocha, Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's entirely B'Shev Al Pasa. Entirely B'Shev Al Pasa. So it's interesting. It's an interesting over the course of Shabbos, right before Shabbos, and during the course of Shabbos, a person is supposed to have in mind not just. So we know, so we train ourselves when you pick up the coast to make Kiddush. So you train yourself that you're having in mind, you have Kavanah, for Zochus, Yom HaShabbos, to catch. So says Rebbe Abachi, you should have in mind also Kavanah, even when the mitzvah is B'Shev Al Pasa. Even when it's a mitzvah's essay B'Shev Al Pasa. So there too, at least L'chatchila, it's there's certainly the proper way is that a person should stop and consciously Chovos Halvavos is only for a person who's conscious of it, consciously have in mind that even the Shev Al Pasa is the Shem Mitzvah. Ha'azhar nachlag is gamni l'shnei chalokei mitzvus lo saseh are also subdivided or echad chovos halvavos v'asheni chovos halvavos Hashem chovos halvavos shemusarim aleihem kigon hashituf im Hashem v'seise. So what does that mean? V'ha'hevo'os. Hevo'os means to be seen, to be respected for it. So here we discussed this, I believe, last week, Rabbeinu Bachya, and again we started by Emes Chazal saying already, that Shalolishma is really awesome. That Avodah Shalolishma is really awesome. That's what Rabbeinu Bachya says here. The first examples he gives of Chovos Halvavos and Mitzvos Lo Saseh, so the very first examples he gives, Kigon Hashitufim Hashem B'Seiseh, meaning that in your heart of hearts, you're not just doing it L'Shem Hashem. You're doing it for yourself, for whatever pigia you have, whether it's L'Shem Osha, whether it's L'Shem Kovod, whatever it is. V'ha'heros, to be on public display. So that's the very first example of Mitzvah Slosah, say. So when you do something Shalol L'Shema, Elamai, again, it doesn't imply that if you're not convinced of your L'Shema that you abstain, that's Rava's Meimah of Mitoch Shalol L'Shema, that it's a heter. However, even though it doesn't imply that one should abstain if he's not sure of his lishma, but it certainly does give person reason to pause and to try as much as possible to purify his kavanas. Harotzon lasos mashe hizir Hashem shelo lasoso. Uschichus halei v'hagava v'hesravavus v'hazilzul b'nei odom v'hahakola b'neviyim u'bedvarim shenitnu me'es Hashem v'lshonam v'sinas hatov v'ola v'hayeschabos im harashoim hakinu v'hachemdo ואהב הסרה והצער לבני אדם והרוגז על משפט השם יסעלה. Again, that's the converse of what we discussed before in terms of mitzvah tzedek adin. והבך היוצא בהם אבל חובות האיברים שמוסרים בהם הם כגון השיתוף עם השם בפרהסיה, שבועס השקר, הפוצס, החוזה והאכילס בין בני אדם, אכילס מה שעושה השם עלינו אכילסו, וביאס הנושם שהסיע השם עליהן ועל ביאסן ושביחס דמם והבי חייצא בהן. Ben Bachi goes on to say that the whole realm of Rishus, when a person attends to his material needs, when a person just schmoozes, not Lashon Hara, not the mitzvah, and he says that we find already that a person is obligated not to engage in any excess. Ukvahizir Chochem Olav Hashalom Azer Be'omro. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Alti B'Sovei Hayayin B'Zolei Basalam. That even in what the Torah permits, even those ma'acholim which the Torah permits, a person is not supposed to indulge in excessively. V'chein ha'hagzama b'hishadrus b'malbush. A person is not supposed to look to dress very fancy. Supposed to dress neatly, with dignity, not fancy. The more a person talks, the more prone he is to say something which is asur. וביבי התשמש ואומר ורואה זונוס יעבד הון ואומר אל תיתן לנשם חלך ואומר במלך לא יעבד לנשם. So says Rabbi Nebachia, Rabbi Nebachia makes a cheshbon as follows. We find that the Torah doesn't allow us to indulge in excess. Right? The same notion as the Ramban's novel B'Shus HaTorah. But if a person takes advantage of the what everything that's mutter to eat and everything that's mutter to drink, and he becomes a hedonist without being over in any other mitzvah of the Torah, so the Ramban says, so then he is being over in Kedoshim to you. He is being over in Kedoshim to you. So Ben Abakya basically has the same idea. To talk too much is also, to eat and drink too much is also, to have a big fancy house bigger than anything that exceeds your needs is also, to amass more wealth than you need. Al tiyaga lahashir. All that is also. On the other hand, says Rabbeinu Bachya, whatever you need is a mitzvah to do. Whatever you need to eat, whatever you need to for your panasa, to sustain yourself, whatever you need to clothe yourself is a mitzvah. So comes Rabbi Nebachian says, when you think about it, so the original division of all actions into mitzvah saseh, law saseh, and rishus is incorrect. That really it reduces to two categories. Kevin Shadov Kain, Arein Yisborish, and Maaseh B'nei Odom, Einin Yotzim, Migvul Hatzivu, Ivo Azhova. Perish Adobo, Shaha Osem Masem, Hoyim and Hatsivuyim, Harehu Masetov. Vim Hiniach Milas Nasal Sobu, Yochel Amale Mitzvaso, Harezim Machase. Vichainim Osso Dovin Mashem Musharmel of Hareze Chote, Vim Hiniach Milas Osso Hareze Tzadik, Kevin Shaynicho Miris Hashem. Vim Osso Mimasa Horeshus, Vahoysom Matroso. Hamitzua, meaning to achieve that balance between the material things that we need for our lives. Harezet tzadik. Kumosh amei achoset tov yishronin umalve yichalkel dvarev v'mishpot. V'mhoyo b'hagzama, if a person engages in material things excessively, v'over es hatzorech, harezet mechaser. Haraya, at the end of this paragraph, Alamitas Vasha Amarnu, that everything in life is either consistent or inconsistent with Avodas Hashem. It's not just that when you go to shul, it's Avodas Hashem. When you go to work, it's nothing, it's a gray area. And when you talk Lashon Hara, it's an Aver. No. Haraya Alamitas Vasha Amarnu, Mitov HaMasim V'Ra'usan, Shalom HaMelech says at the end of Koheles, Kiyas Kol Maaseh HaLokim, Kiyas Kol Maaseh HaLokim Yavi B'Mishpat. So what does Koheles say? Everything we do. You mean everything we do? But isn't that this middle category of Rishus? This middle division of Rishus? So the answer is that everything a person does has to be geared Al Pi Torah. Has to be geared Al Pi Torah. When a person sits down to eat, so if a person sits down and he eats what he needs to eat to sustain himself, to strengthen himself, which is in accordance with the Torah, so he's doing a mitzvah. That's also a mitzvah. When a person goes to work and he earns an honest living, and he's a nana miyagia kafa, that's also a mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah. It's also a avodas Elokim. If a person sits down and eats gluttonously, if a person goes to work to amass wealth for pleasures which are not necessary, which are totally superfluous and extraneous, so that's also not in the realm of optional. That's what Rabbeinu Bachya says. You should know whatever you do, you're involved in Avodas Hashem. Whatever you do, you're involved in Avodas Hashem, because the vision which the Torah has for a person's life is all-encompassing. It's not just that the vision the Torah has is when you're in Shul or when you're in the Beis Medrash. No, the vision which the Torah has is all-encompassing. It's a way of life for every minute of the day. So Memela says Rabbeinu Bachya, that's what Shlomo HaMelech tells you, ki es kol maaseh HaLokim yavi b'mishpat. How a person relaxes when it's time to relax. So if you need to relax, then it's a mitzvah to relax. How you relax and how you talk and how you conduct yourself, so that's also part of Torah. Ki es kol maaseh HaLokim yavi b'mishpat. Okay, we'll continue next week. The dummies that they have in the window, so he wears it himself to show people what it looks like when the begotten are being worn. So he's not wearing it for the purpose of Hanas Levisha. So it's generally assumed, let's say you go to a store and you want to try on a suit, and there's a chazakah that the suit probably has shatnas in it. I don't know if this is still the case, but as of several years ago, someone who was a mumcha in Yisrael told me that the suits from the Eastern European countries, say particularly Romania, was the example that he gave, that the muchzakim, that they have shatnas in it. It's a chazakah that has shatnas in it. So the shal is, so can you try the suit on, again, where there's a, let's say a chazaka that it might have shatnas. So if you say, according to the Mechaber, that lo yilbash adam kalayim arai, afilo al gabi asar begadim, so mustama, this too is awesome. And it's only where you have a robe, and presently it's yesh levara, so then you could try the suit on. But where there's a presumption of shatness, so then you wouldn't try it on. Whereas according to the Ramah, so then, Mustama yesh makom lahati. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Benedict. Tomorrow we'll try to finish here after the Mishnah. We'll see the Tosfos HaIlchus about Iwi Kedushan, and then we never will come back to the Gemara and Daf Mem. We're not going to review what we discussed. We'll discuss some of the other Inyanim and take a look at the Rabbeinu David on this.